Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. Welcome, church. Good morning, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you here this morning, praising the Lord, ready to just go up in the spirit together, because we are the church together. Amen. Pastor Mom is sitting here. Hallelujah. And we're dressed in our red today for Valentine's Day. Amen. Love Day. I know it's tomorrow, but we're getting a head start on it. Amen. And so happy Love Day to each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Mom's going to open us up in a word of prayer. Our Father.
Our Father, which I never. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us
from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Now,
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. You were going right on. That it's a good thing to hide the word in your heart. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Let's go now to Psalm 100. And let's say Psalm 100 together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 100. We're going to read the whole Psalm 100 in the King James Version. We'll read it together. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. One day we're going to sing that because the Lord has given us that song. We're going to sing that one day. Praise God. Now, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3 in the King James Version. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you all know where we are. I think all of you who are on the line right now, you know that the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about him, his character, his nature, his name. Amen. So we have been doing that. And this month, we're looking at love, his love, all this month. Last week, we talked about that God is love. Amen. Hallelujah. And today, in our pearls to ponder, because that's what we're going to do, we're going to ponder on the great pearl. Hallelujah. The Lord. We're going to ponder on him, his nature, his name. Hallelujah. And so today we want to talk about Jesus, the lover of our soul. Now, if you went in the Bible and you did a search on lover of my soul, you wouldn't find those words together. But if you did a search where you were looking at how Jesus is the lover of our soul, that you could find. Amen. So I'm going to give you a few scriptures. And one is that kept standing out to me is 1 John 4 and 19. Now, there's others that show that he is definitely the lover of our soul. And our soul, by the way, is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And so he has loved every part of us. Glory to God. And I keep thinking about something that Pastor Price said many years ago. I don't know if she coined the phrase or someone else did, but she would say, the Lord loves you just the way that you are, and he loves you enough not to leave you this way. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. The Lord loves you just the way that you are, and he loves you enough not to leave you this way. So the Lord knows what is in our mind, our will, and our emotions. And he loves us. Hallelujah. He loves us anyhow. Amen. And 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. Amen. And he loves us so much. If we go to Revelation 1 and verse 5, it says, and from Jesus Christ, begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen. So he loves us so much that, and he is the lover of our soul, that he washed from us our sins with his own blood. amen, the blood of bulls and anything else was not enough. Hallelujah. It had to be his blood. And that's some serious love right there. There's many other scriptures that talk about that. So search them out. Amen. And find out how much he truly loves us. Amen. And now I want to play a song that goes with this. And this was a song that, oh gosh, I'm trying to think of how old this song is. It has to be at least 20-something years old, because I remember singing this a long time ago, and it came back up to me, and it's called Jesus, Lover of My Soul by Hillsong, and I think this is Darlene Check that's singing it. Amen. Lover of my soul, Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, he is the lover of our soul. Hallelujah, he's our Savior. He's our best friend, our closest friend. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And listening to that song is like hearing from an old friend again after so many years. I used to play that a lot, but that was before you could go on YouTube and listen to it. That I think at that time, I think I had a CD back then, and I wore that CD out. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he is the lover of our soul. Amen. And I think that that's so important to know that, you know, like Pastor Price said, he loves us just the way that we are, but he loves us enough not to leave us this way. And as he loves our soul, hallelujah, we are transformed into the image of his likeness, and we are made whole in our soul. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's our pearl to ponder today. Jesus, lover of our soul. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declaration. And I hope that song touched you today, I should say. It touched me all over again. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations today. Glory to God. We're going to take our time today and go through our declarations. Hallelujah. These are blessing me as well. Job 22 and verse 28 says, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way." Amen. So as we declare and decree a thing, things are being established. Hallelujah. And light is shining. Light is shining upon any kind of dark ways that we're about to walk into that we don't even know. Hallelujah. As we declare a thing, light comes into those areas. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Oh, hallelujah. That's a wonderful thing, because we see grass has withered, flowers have, even though we have some beautiful flowers for Valentine's Day, there's so many beautiful flowers, but they're going to fade too. But the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper. For I am like
a tree
that's planted by the streams of water. That's from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Okay, continue to repeat after me. Christ
has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore, I forbid.
Any sickness or disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease.
Germ.
Virus. Allergy.
Allergic reaction.
That touches my body. Dies instantly. In the name of Jesus. Every organ.
And every tissue.
Of my body.
Function.
In the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid. I do not allow.
Any malfunction.
In my body. In the name of Jesus. That's Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11. Genesis 1, verse 31, and Matthew 16:19.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. Great is the peace
raises the peace
of my children.
Of my children.
And children's children.
And children.
For they are taught. Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
That's Isaiah 54 and 13. And Pastor Mom could say, her children, her children's children, her children's children's children, and her children's 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 children. Amen. She's not only a great grandma, she's a great great grandma. Hallelujah. Amen. So, and repeat after me, I have no lack.
I have no lack.
For my God.
For my God.
Meets all my needs.
Meets all my needs.
According to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. That's from Philippians 4:19. The Spirit of truth.
Of truth.
Comes to me.
Teaches me.
All things.
And he guides me.
Into all truth. Therefore,
I confess.
I have perfect knowledge. Of every situation. And every circumstance. That I come up against. For I ask for the wisdom of God. Amen. That's John 16:13 and James 1 and verse 5. And this declaration, it is just so wonderful because God, he teaches us all things. He guides us. We get in situations and circumstances and don't know how to handle it. But he's there and giving us perfect knowledge in every situation, in every circumstance. He'll tell you what to do, when to do, and how to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And lately, we've been running across a lot of situations that we don't know about, but he knows about it. Amen. And so repeat after me, the peace of God
that transcends
all understanding. Guards my heart
and my mind
in Christ Jesus. I think on things
that are true,
noble,
right,
pure.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Admirable. Excellent.
And praiseworthy. That's Philippians 4, verses 7 through 8. And the last one, God is on my side.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me? He has given me everything I need
for life
and godliness.
Therefore,
I participate in his divine nature of love. Amen. Hallelujah. We participate in his divine nature of love. Glory to God. That's from Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 4. Hallelujah. That's our declarations for today. And we thank God, hallelujah, that those things are established in our lives and in the lives of our family, even right now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's hear some songs today. Some love songs. Hallelujah. We'll start with at least one love song. Praise the Lord. The one I was thinking about, I do believe I have it here to cue up. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. There it is. Falling in Love with Jesus with Jonathan Butler. Hallelujah. So whether you have a husband or a wife, on this Love Day coming up tomorrow, just know that you can fall in love with the lover of your soul, Jesus. Amen. And so both of y'all, if you got a spouse, both of y'all can be in love with Jesus. Hallelujah.
do now. Yes, I do. And Jesus, I need you to stay by my side. I do now. Yes, I do. I love you, my Jesus. Yeah, 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 I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do, 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 do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do, 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 do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do, 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 do.
Hallelujah. I thought that was kind of cute. Amen. The last song was Jesus, I Love You with our friend, Minister Brian Austin. Hallelujah. And then we heard Falling in Love with Jesus with Jonathan Butler. And this is from the album Gospel Goes Classic, where he was singing with an orchestra, and Juanita Bynum was the main one, and he was featured with Juanita Bynum on that. And so that's my go-to album. If I'm driving for a long distance, I put on on that album, Gospel Goes Classic, because I like classical music too. So amen. Amen. So we're talking about love today in our Pearls to Ponder and with our praise and worship today. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just want to just pray for a moment. Lord God, hallelujah. Touch us all today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And if we don't know for sure that we have fallen in love with you, or if we have not quite fallen in love with you yet, Lord God, touch hearts. Touch souls today. You are the lover of our soul. Touch today, Lord God, in such a way that we know that we love you with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. Hallelujah. Cause a wonderful release to come within us, to release it all to you, to trust you so much that we just release to you today, Lord God, and just lay down every heavy burden, every heavy yoke before you, Lord God. Every care, concern in this world, Lord, that we lay it down before you, because there's such a great love that's waiting for us from you. Hallelujah. Your great love is waiting to consume us in such a wonderful way. So, Lord God, you completely and totally. Hallelujah. And I don't usually do this at this time, but I'm just feeling led to do it. John 3:16, Pastor Mom, we can say that together. We can all say it together. John 3:16, for God so loved the world.
For God so loved the world.
Well, let's say it together.
Okay.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you all for saying that with us. And then Romans 10:9 tells us how to receive Jesus, the lover of our soul, as our Lord and Savior. So let's say it together. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we're going to pray a prayer together. And when you pray this prayer with all your heart, you pray it even one time, the first time, you shall be saved. So read to me,
dear Lord Jesus,
I believe you died for me.
You died for me.
And God raised you.
And God raised you.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
Forgive me
of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, and we just pray for you right now. As we said before, that the lover of your soul, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who loved you first, the one who gave his blood for you and for me, so that we would be saved, so that we would be born again and redeemed. He loves you so much. And may his love just consume you. Hallelujah. As he fills you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and power. Because he wants you so filled with his love and so filled with his power that you'll have power to walk right, to do right, power to live right, power to be right by his Spirit, not by your power, not by your might, but by his Spirit and by his power. Can any of us do these things, and any of us know that we are loved with an everlasting love? Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And if you did get saved, you got born again, let us know about it. Amen. You can always come on and press your number one key and let us know that you are born again. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Let's go on to our prayer for finances. Amen. And before hyperinflation came and meat started costing so much money, looked in a store and a brisket was over $100. So before this came, the Lord had us to begin to pray for our finances. And we continue to pray for them so that when, you know, gas is going up and so many things are going on, but prayer that we are praying over our finances, he doesn't want us to have any kind of fear over this. And, you know, the other day I was just like, you know, looking at the gas prices because I hadn't been out for like about a month or so. And when I went out, it was like, whoa, boy, that gas is kind of high now. But God says, have I not provided? And I say, oh, yes, Lord, you have provided. Hallelujah. And even staying in, you know, Instacart, even when you go out and go into the store and the prices and everything. So we're not going to be afraid of finances. We're going to continue to trust in the Lord for the finances. So let's pray this prayer together and be fully engaged in it because we all need it. Amen. So repeat after me, Lord.
Lord.
I commit
my finances
to you.
To you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of
and
them.
Use them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
For your purpose.
May I be a good steward.
A good steward.
Of all.
For all.
That you give me.
You give me.
And walk.
In
total agreement.
In total agreement.
As to how it's to be spent, that I will learn to live free
of debt,
where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration
and give me guidance.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you and to be grateful for it.
And we belong to you.
I pray
that I will
find it easy
to give to you
and others
as
you have instructed
And you have instruction.
In your word.
In your word.
Give me wisdom.
Give me wisdom.
To handle money wisely.
To handle money wisely.
Help me make good decisions.
Let me make good decisions.
As to how I spend it.
And how to spend it.
I pray.
That I will find.
The perfect balance. Between spending needlessly.
And being miserly.
May I always. Be paid well. For the work I do. And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
All wasted.
Multiply it. So that what I have.
And what I make.
Will go a long way.
I pray.
That I will not.
Be anxious.
About finances.
But will seek.
Your kingdom first.
Knowing.
That as I do.
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And once again, I want to encourage you all that if you have a financial testimony, please share it with us. Amen. We want to hear, because we know that this word is not, it's the word of God, so it won't return unto him void or empty, but it will accomplish all that he pleases in the place whereto he sent it. So, amen. He's doing some things in our finances. So share it so we can all be encouraged. I mean, you don't have to tell us all your business, but give God the glory. Amen. Okay, if you in order to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, there are three ways that you can give. One is through Cash App. And by the way, you all have been giving, hallelujah, through all of these three ways. So through Cash App, our Cash App is $ESLCCC, and it stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So give at the door. If you are in the Heritage House, and we are in 2E, amen. I've also got offerings walking down the hall, walking up to the building. So praise God, all that works too if you live in the Heritage House. And then you can also give via mail, and that has happened as well. Make your check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Praise God. Amen. So, Father, right now we just lift up those who are sending the Cash App, who's writing out their check to send them or to even bring them to the door. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just lift them up to you. Right now, all of us to you, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for those who are tithing, giving that 10%. Your word says to try you and test you on this. Hallelujah, that if we give this 10%, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that are too much for us to be able to receive. Thank you for that overflow blessing of tithing. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And then you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes, so that our money will not be lost. It won't be stolen. It won't be devoured, destroyed, or even wasted. And we will not have holes in our pockets. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Lord God. And then your word says, give for those givers. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. In the name of Jesus. And We always stand on Deuteronomy 1, 10, and 11 that says that you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. Hallelujah. So God is in the blessing business. We just have to be positioned according to his word to be able to receive. And I keep thinking about this. Favor means more than money. Sometimes you sow a seed and God doesn't give it back to you in cash money, but he'll give it back to you exceeding abundantly above in favor. You'll walk in a place and you'll get favor that supersedes the money that you need. Amen. Hallelujah. He's good like that. So make sure that you are tithing. And you are giving offerings, hallelujah, and you will see a difference. Praise God. Pastor Mom and myself, we have, and we give God all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. All right, so we have given, and we're going to get to Pastor Mom, who has hid the word in her heart. Praise the Lord. We're going to play a song. I don't know why I just keep thinking of this song whenever Pastor Mom is going to preach, because it reminds me of her favorite song. She might sing for us today. I don't know. But this song, before we get to Pastor Mom, is called Your Will by Minister Joy Bryant.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hey! I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
My body for
your will.
Praise God. And that's Pastor Mom. She wants God's will to be done in her life. And I just by way of introduction for her today, I was reading the other day about Caleb in the Bible. And Caleb was, you know, around the time where the children of Israel, they had left Egypt. And this is around in the book of Joshua. And they had left Egypt, and, you know, they were on their way. A lot of them, Egypt stayed in them, and the Lord saw that Egypt, which is a type of the world, was still in them. And so the Lord was saying that all of the young people, all of the people who had come out of Egypt, they were going to die before they got to the promised land in those 40 years that they went through the wilderness. They walked through the wilderness. And so, but there was one elderly person that he said that this person was not going to die, but would see the promised land. And that was Caleb. Now, Caleb lived to be 85 years old. And when they, Joshua sent them, not Joshua, I think it was Moses who sent them to spy out the land, the promised land that God had for them, most of them came back with a bad report. They all saw basically the same thing. They saw giants in the land. They saw that there was the land of milk and honey. They saw all of these, this huge fruit out there. They saw all of that, but they came back with a negative report, but Caleb and Joshua came back with a good report because their report had something to do with the Lord. As I was reading that the other day, I thought about Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom is our Caleb. Hallelujah. We're the younger ones. And Pastor Mom is our Caleb, and she sees the promised land because she's looking at what God is doing. Even as she and I are looking for a house, a new house, it was the Lord placed in her for us to do that. Amen. Not that I'm saying Egypt was in me, but, you know, living in a senior apartment is kind of kind of cushy. You all have to do anything with, you know, your light bulb go out, you call them up, and they come up and change your light bulb for you, you know, the one up in the ceiling. So, but Mom has the heart of Caleb. And she sees a promised land that's beyond what's going on right now, not just in houses and land or even cars, because we stood together to buy a new car a few years back. But Mom has a heart, Pastor Mom has a heart for the Lord, and she believes and she's standing on the word of God. And I was just so grateful. I said, Lord, thank you for putting me with Caleb. Hallelujah. Because Caleb was like, I know how old I am, but I don't care. I'm getting this land. And then Caleb ended up going in and dispossessing three giants from the land that the Lord said was his. And even now in our lives, we see some giants. I don't know if it's one, two, or three, but whatever it is, God is greater. Hallelujah. And so everything that the Lord has said that that we should have, that he's promised us, we're going to have it in Jesus' name. So I just thank and praise God, and we praise God for our Caleb. Hallelujah. Who is the senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And at her wonderful age, 89 and a half, she's officially 89 and a half. Praise God. And she has hidden the word of God in her heart, and that's what she's going to share with us today, the word that God, so she has hidden in her heart over the years. Amen. You want to say anything, Pastor Mom, before you start with your scriptures?
Go on with it.
Okay. Go on and say your scriptures?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. You'll be starting with Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. He making me to lie down and dream fast. He leads me in the path of righteousness.
He leadeth me beside still water.
The still water.
Now the path. He restores my soul.
So,
he leadeth me
beside still water.
Mm-hmm. He restores
my soul.
He leads me in the
path of righteousness.
For
his righteousness.
For his name's sake.
For his name's sake.
Yea,
though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, to comfort me.
Thou prepare
a table for me in the presence of my enemies.
Thou anointest
me. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will build a house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Amen. Well, you might as well say this one. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is.
As it is. As it is
in heaven. As it is in heaven.
Give us
this day our daily bread, and lead us.
And forgive us.
And forgive us
our trespasses.
Our trespass.
As we forgive.
As we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power and glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light.
And my
salvation.
Whom
should I fear?
The Lord.
The Lord.
Is the strength.
Is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Amen. Amen. And then your Psalm 103. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
And all
that is in me.
Bless his holy name.
His holy name.
Amen. Now, your favorite one, Proverbs 3:5-6. Amen. Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding.
In all your ways.
In all your ways.
Acknowledge
him.
And he?
And he?
Shall. Direct.
Direct thy path.
Amen. 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 You got it. And Psalm 118:24, this is the day.
This is the day that
the Lord.
The Lord has made. And let's be.
Rejoice
and be glad.
In it. Amen. Amen. I don't know if you remember this one. I am the way.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
All right. You hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, praise God. And then we already said John 3:16 and Romans 10:9. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the word that he has hid in your heart. You were telling me when you, the first time you remember going to church, how old were you? When you first went to church.
I first went to church being carried along the church.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do, but we had a had one to be there with us to tell us what to do.
Amen. So you were a little bitty girl when you first started going to church. You told me yesterday a few times.
Uh-huh.
You were 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
When you first went to church.
Uh-huh. It was really good to live. And then they found out I could study the church.
You could study the Bible?
Yes, there's the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived.
And after a while,
uh-huh.
you became the school
uh-huh.
teacher.
Teacher, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So you taught Sunday school.
Yeah, and I really love it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So by the time you started teaching Sunday school, you were a teenager.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Really good.
Amen. So she's been in the Word for a long time. Hallelujah. 85 years she's been going to church. Praise God. So we have our Caleb who knows about who has faith in God and his Word. Praise God that we will make it to the promised land. Amen. And we thank God that in him we are in the promised land that he's given to us.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Thank you, Pastor Mom. We give God all the glory for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So you all get yourself ready. If you'd like to say anything, you can press your number one key. We'll open up the lines in a few moments. You know, Pastor Mom, she shares the word, and after we talk about the what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast, then we're going to get ready to dismiss and close. So if you have any comments, you want to encourage Pastor Mom, you have any prayer requests, press your number one key. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you what's going on in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. Every Sunday. This is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our Caleb and our senior pastor. And I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And we meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. And then for the next two Sundays, the 20th and the 27th, I'll be bringing the word. And we're working on a series right now, a salvation series. So last month we talked about justification. And for the next 2 weeks, we're going to talk about sanctification. And so this is good. This is really good. And hopefully you can join us for that. This is the process that we're going to go through, that we're going through right now, and that will continue all our days on this earth. So it's good to know what we're in the midst of doing right now, what the process looks like. Amen. And then on Monday, and every Monday, we have Bible teaching. Our teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. And the name of the broadcast is Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. It's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. You call in, and the way she teaches, she digs into the Word of God, and then she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. And all of our broadcasts, podcast are the same phone number, 516-418-5699. On Tuesday, we have prayer. Excuse me. And we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So we have prayer every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four volunteers that pray in tongues for about 15 minutes each. And then we have interpretation. And so, I have such a wonderful announcement to make, or not really announcement, but the Lord gave us a word last week, and that word is now in the major news. Praise God. So we're going to talk about that on this Tuesday coming up, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, only one Wednesday of the month, and that's the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service, and we call that prophetic healing. The next one will be on March the 9th. The next one will be March the 9th. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, March the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And God is still healing. Praise God, he is still healing people. Glory to God. On Thursdays, we have our The Edition of God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. And it's Thursday evening. It's kind of a Christian talk show. It's whatever God is talking about. We talk to pastors from churches, from home churches or small churches. We talk to parachurch ministries, and we have special broadcasts. This month is a special broadcast, and it's called Christian Black History Month. So we are talking about Black History Month from a Christian perspective. So this Thursday, join us, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. So that is our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Praise God. So I see you, Pastor Price, with your number one key press. Anyone else, press your number one key. And, you know, we would like to encourage our Caleb, encourage Pastor Mom this morning. Amen. Pastor Price? Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle. And Pastor Mom, what a wonderful service today. Pastor Mom, I just really, really thank God for you. Thank God for you reading Psalms 23, of speaking out Psalms 23 and the Lord's Prayer, and Psalms 27, and Psalms 103, and Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and John 14, 6, and Psalms 118. What a great blessing, Mom. I thank God for you this morning, and for God's hand upon your life, and for your help and your strength, and for being our Caleb, who's continually going forth in the things of God. I so appreciate you, Mom, and I love you today, and thank God for you. Glory to God. It's happy Valentine's Day. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then, Apostle, I want to, hallelujah. Apostle, I wanted to say that, no, I wasn't the originator of that quote that you had. I heard it too, and I just quoted it, so I was not the originator of it. Glory to God. I want to thank God for today, Apostle, for the pearl that you gave us to ponder as Jesus, the one that's the lover of our soul. And, you know, today was just such a special day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I said, what a great blessing. I have to go back over the scriptures that you gave. But it was just such a great blessing, and how much Jesus truly loves us. And then, you know, you really did take us back old school, good school, though. Jesus, the love of our soul, one of my favorite all-time songs. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Falling in love and the one falling in love with Jesus. I just love that one. I'm always singing that one. I love that one. Let me tell you, that one with falling in love with Jesus that he did with my Nita Bynum, I was thanking God for that, because it was done with the symphony orchestra. And since that time, I've become friends with the leader, the one that is over the symphony that did the music. And his name is Henry Pan. Yeah, for several years we've been friends. Henry Pana on Facebook. Facebook can allow you to meet people that you would never, ever, ever think that you would be able to communicate with.
Wow.
And so his name is Henry Pannon, and he's been doing some great things. I keep praying for him. He reminds me of Lenny's brother and of Brother Slim. He reminds me of Brother Slim, and he's still, by the grace of God, doing great things. I've kind of watched as his wife and I, Carly, we're friends, and then also with his children, I've watched them as they've just gone forth in the things, you know, of God, and I praise God for him. So Henry Pannon, you might look him up on that. And then I was praising God this morning also, because when I began to hear the oop whoop, you know, the doo-wop whoop, so I said, joy. I said, that's Brother Brian Austin. And then when you came back on and said it was Brother, I said, and Joyce, you know his voice. I know his voice anywhere. Brother Brian Austin, yeah. I thank God. Yeah, he's been on my heart and mind, too, because I didn't see him posting as usual like he does. So I have to check on him and Sister Sharon, and I thank God for Brother Brian. And then I want to thank God for just all the word. You, even though you didn't mention El DeBarge and the sermon that you preached, you didn't mention El DeBarge and the sermon that you preached that is ever, forever etched in my spirit when you came to Los Angeles, Apostle, that time, and my good friend Martha had passed. And you came, and the Lord said that let you preach the eulogy. We would team up and do the eulogy for my friend. And I would give the things that I knew about her, and then you would preach the word. And you preached a sermon that has been forever etched in my spirit. And you preach the message, all this love is waiting for you. And to think about it, when we think about, I was reading yesterday, about 10 years ago or maybe 12 years ago, something I wrote about on Facebook, and my memory came up about it. I looked and I said, Lord, thank you, because even back then, God was encouraging me to wrap myself up, tie myself up, tangle myself up in him and in his love. And then he used to tell me, hallelujah, this is the last, he used to tell me all the time, he used to say to me, he said, Helen, there's no one that can handle all of your heart without breaking it. He said, I'm the only one that can sit on the throne of your heart and not break it. And so he said, that's why you're to love me with all of your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, to love him. And I thank him for that, because I can remember where I used to, before God ministered that to me, I would get a card that would say, Joe, I love you with all my heart. Then, you know, we also say to Mom, we love you with all our heart. And to our children, we love you with all our heart. And the Lord said, that's only reserved for me. He said, that loving with all, many years ago, he said, that loving with all your heart, your mind, he said, because Helen, I'm the only one that can sit on the throne of your heart and not break it. And so I just thank God for you reminding me today that all his love is waiting for us. So this year, again, I've been celebrating celebrating, hallelujah, Valentine's Day with Jesus. And Apostle, one more little thing. I read last night where I had a dream on this day about Job. My first dream I had since he went to be with the Lord. And in that dream, I saw Job, a bouquet of flowers in his hand and two gift bags. And I was it was just so good to see him. And he was wanted me to make sure that I didn't miss Valentine's Day by giving me a bouquet of flowers, and he had two presents for the girls. So So I just thank God he even has a good thing with our dream. So thank God for each one of you all. Happy Valentine's Day to each one. May you too focus on Jesus and his love. Even if you have your loved one, your husband, your spouse right there, but know that the greatest one of all is Jesus Christ. So I thank God for you. Thank God. God bless you, Apostle. And thank God for this service today.
Amen. Oh, thank you for that. All that you said in that last statement was what I was trying to say earlier. Even if you are married, you know, still know that Jesus is the lover of your soul. And for those of us who are just exclusively married to the Lord, that's even extra special for us as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now, anyone else, if you want to say anything, we're about to close. So I'll just very quickly open up everybody's line. And thank you all for coming on and staying on today with us. We appreciate that. Just opening your line for a moment. If there's noise around, just put your mute on. You don't have to say anything. But the line is open if anyone wants to say anything. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. So, Pastor Mom?
Yes?
You got to make any comments and then close us out in prayer.
Yeah, well, they're really good today. I think they say it's good. I dream is good. So
amen. So it's good.
It's good.
Amen.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch
between me and thee.
Between me and thee. While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we love you all, and just have a blessed rest of the day and a wonderful love day. Amen. For us, any day is love day because we love the Lord. So have a wonderful rest of the weekend. And next week. And hopefully we'll see you on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And remember.